In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is, at least on the calendar, as 40 days from Easter, is the Ascension. Although we don't celebrate it in this diocese in many places, it still, we might say chronologically, is the day of the Ascension. Our Lord ascended into heaven 40 days after he rose from the dead. And then we know 10 days later, came Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and Our Lady in the upper room. All this, of course, to fulfill and complete the work of our Lord, his work of redemption, the giving of the Spirit for the upbuilding and sanctifying of his church and to vivify the first members of the church and every member of the church from that day forward. And so, normally it is the practice of the faithful, especially at this time, to do a novena in preparation for the coming of Pentecost. It's the first novena in the church, the 9 days beginning tomorrow from the ascension of our Lord until Pentecost. The early church was in prayer, as we remember hearing in the Acts of the Apostles, that the apostles were in the upper room with Our Lady praying for the coming of the promise of the Holy Spirit. I'm sure that many of the apostles were wondering what all this was going to entail or how this would happen, but they were truly in expectation and in preparation for the coming of the Holy Spirit, and Our Lady was there to give them the model, to give them the example of how to prepare for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Since she is his spouse, she is the one who best knows how to welcome him into our hearts. And so today and, beginning tomorrow, but in these days between what is the Ascension until Pentecost, Pope Benedict and also Pope John Paul II before him said that is the model of prayer of the church for every age, so that we should be in prayer with Our Lady, and especially invoking the gifts, the presence, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that it may become much greater in us. We need this increase of the Spirit for our own sanctification and the sanctification of the church. And it's important that we ask our Lord to give us all that he wishes to give to us through the Holy Spirit. And Our Lady, of course, will assist and is always there. Matter of fact, as I said, Pope John Paul II said, and Pope Benedict, not only did they say that was the model of prayer for every age of the church, but if Our Lady wasn't there in the upper room, the Holy Spirit would not have shown up. And so, if we want the Holy Spirit to truly work in our hearts and in our souls, then we need to be even Marianize ourselves even more to make our souls reflective of Our Lady. What is it of Our Lady that would attract the Holy Spirit? Well, first of all, her purity. For God loves purity. God's, you might say, hallmark, his essential characteristic is purity. And so we need to make ourselves pure. Pure, remove all sinful obstacles, because sin is the greatest obstacle to the working of the Holy Spirit, but also increase and ask God to increase our pure, the love that we have for him, because God is pure love. And we want to practice maybe in a special way growing in charity for one another and for God. So the charity for God is to pray maybe more intensely during these days, to spend some more time or extra time praying either a rosary or just praying, you know, asking Our Lady to come be with us as we just want to prepare ourselves to be more open to the Holy Spirit coming into our lives, that He may sanctify us and truly make us His instruments in bringing about the kingdom of God on earth. But also just to, you know, to practice humility and to truly realize that we are poor, that we need all that we can get from our Lord through the giving of the Holy Spirit. One way in which to prepare, I think, in when we go to pray is not to say so much words, but it's a beautiful little prayer written by Joseph Cardinal Mercier, who was a great friend and confidant of Pope St. Pius X. He was a great promoter of Our Lady's co-redemption and mediation of all graces at the turn of the 20th century, at the beginning of the 20th century, and a great promoter of that, and wanted to see that proclaimed a dogma. But he had this beautiful little practice of how to pray to the Holy Spirit. And he said, this is what he said as he prepared people for the using this prayer. He said, "I'm going to reveal to you the secret of sanctity and happiness. Every day for 5 minutes, control your imagination and close your eyes to the things of sense and your ears to all the noises of the world in order to enter into yourself. Then in the sanctity of your baptized soul, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, speak to that divine spirit, saying to him, 'O Holy Spirit, beloved of my soul, I adore you. Enlighten me, guide me, strengthen me, and console me. Tell me what I should do. Give me your orders. I promise to submit myself to all that you desire of me and to accept all that you permit to happen to me. Let me only know your will. Amen.'" And so this little prayer is a very powerful little prayer, but it really, I think, reflects the interior spirit of how Our Lady prayed, that she was so open to about all that the Holy Spirit wanted to do in her life. And I encourage you, if you don't have this little prayer, just Google Prayer to the Holy Spirit by Cardinal Mercier, M-E-R-C-I-E-R. And it's a beautiful little prayer, I think, to open ourselves to be generous to the coming of the Holy Spirit in these days ahead, in asking for the increase of the gifts, but all that the fruits of the Holy Spirit may also, because we have the gifts, will also be more exhibited in our lives. The fruit of joy, chastity, honesty, and all the many gifts that He gives, or the fruits that show forth the joy and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our souls. Let us, in a special way, ask Our Lady these days, in union with her, as all the Church is praying for an increase in the coming of the Holy Spirit for our day, that we may truly be open and receive and allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen.